Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham with the latest update. We have a brand new forecast. The time is 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, and we're going to start things off with that satellite view here. Very powerful, very dangerous, very catastrophic hurricane. Laura at 125 miles an hour is the latest forecast. Constantly getting information from the hurricane hunters through the center, looking at the expanse of the winds, getting larger with time, 956 millibars. So very low pressure here, and we are now 235 miles southeast of Galveston, Texas, moving northwest at 16 miles an hour. Let's get into the particulars here. Very healthy storm, as I was saying. The hurricane hunters in there, clearly you can see the eye and that convection rotating right around the eye of the hurricane here. The cirrus clouds out around the edges and going up and out of the storm means it's a very healthy hurricane. And let's get right to it. Some of the impacts. Brand new forecast. This just came out. 10 o'clock Central, you can see the expanse of those tropical storm force winds getting larger, extending 180 to even 200 miles out from the center. Hurricane force winds well away from the center. So you can't think of this as just a point. You can't think of it as just a small area. It's a large storm and many, many impacts. Also notice with time, continue this strength towards landfall and time to even get stronger. So the time is now to prepare and take those actions to keep yourself safe. As you go northward, still a hurricane. So landfall somewhere tonight, still a hurricane into tomorrow morning. And you can't just look at that point. It's just so critical. You can't just look at where the situation is here. Those winds are reaching the coast. The storm surge will reach the coast. That'll all reach there before the center. So the time is now to get ready. Some of the particulars, one of them is rain. You start looking at the rainfall in some of these areas, not just on the coast, but well inland as well. So Louisiana, portions of East Texas, also up into Arkansas. We're going to spend time on the next graphic. The next couple of graphics we're going to show is the storm surge. And there's some updates that we just have because you start seeing the storm get stronger and stronger, and not just stronger, but bigger. So the bigger the storm, you also impact the storm surge. And we have a larger storm. So let's look at some of these values. Bolivar Peninsula, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge, 10 to 15 in places right on here. So if you go from Sebring State Park over to Intercoastal City, most of those values 10 to 15 foot. But look what's updated right in the middle here, where you're just kind of shoving this water in, that flow from the south, brand new, 15 to 20 foot of storm surge. Johnson Bayou over to Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, some of those values could be 15 to 20 feet. So any one of these areas, Intercoastal City, back over to Sebring State Park in Texas, this storm surge is not survivable. So you have to listen to those local officials. If they tell you to leave, I can't find the words strong enough to say you have to leave. You have to get out. And that's what we have to look at the situation. That water gets there before the center. So remember, those roads could be cut off. You can't wait to the last minute. And it's not just on the coast. Some of this storm surge could reach a good 35, 40 miles inland. Right up here is Interstate 10, Lake Charles, every bayou, every canal, every river that normally drains that water out, that storm surge is going to come up and it's life-threatening. This has been Ken Graham on the latest updates from Hurricane Laura from the National Hurricane Center.